From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In a dramatic late-night meeting over the GOP's plan to replace Obamacare, lawmakers announced nothing. They scurried away from reporters without any announcement because they did not reach a deal on their health care bill that would repeal and replace Obamacare. The vote on that bill is expected tonight. Opposition has come from a lot of different corners, some conservatives who are urging a do-over. The AARP opposes the new plan, and so do hospital executives. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at why hospitals are so concerned.
A heavyset man sits in a gurney pushed to the side of a hallway here in the ER Jefferson Health in Philadelphia. It's not even 9 o'clock, and already beds are filling up. CEO Dr. Stephen Klasko guides me to a fancy-looking IV pump. It can replace nearly half of someone's blood after they got shot, stabbed, or hurt in a car accident.
In the old days, we would lose patients because we weren't able to just get that volume in quickly enough. The difference between getting in 3 minutes or 7 minutes could be life and death.
The point, says Klasko, is that it takes money to buy powerful equipment. The Obamacare repeal bill would move about 3% of Jefferson's patients from insured to uninsured. 3% doesn't sound like much, but it could cut annual revenue by $50 to $100 million.
There are consequences to these kinds of policies.
Rick Pollack heads the American Hospital Association. They've launched a media campaign against the bill and brought dozens of hospital leaders to lobby members of Congress. A main message: hospitals are businesses and may have to take drastic steps.
They could be certain services being shut down. They could be staff reductions. They could be hospital closures.
Hospitals don't have piles of money sitting around.
That's UCLA law professor Jill Horwitz. Horwitz says the typical U.S. hospital already has operating margins in the red. She says if this legislation passes, hospitals may look to conduct more unnecessary tests and procedures on people with insurance as a way to gin up revenue.
It's important not to say that there are rapacious doctors and horrible hospitals and they're trying to squeeze every last dollar out of you. But it would be silly to think that hospitals and doctors don't respond to those incentives. They have to.
Horwitz says so far the debate has focused on people losing insurance and folks on Medicaid. The truth, she says, is that if hospitals take it on the chin, everybody is going to feel it in some way. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.